Well, it's 5:12 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, Safina to Al-Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, today is the 18th of Safar, 1445, which is also the 4th of September, 2023. Ustad, it's a beautiful Monday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Safar, 1445. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Surah Qasas, the narrative, and verses 73, 74, and 75. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us of His benevolence, His grace, and mercy. Hence, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ, and due to His mercy, due to His benevolence, and because of His mercy, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made for you the night and the day. In Islam, the night precedes the day. Like tonight, Monday night will be the 19th of Safar. So once the sun sets, then the new day already starts, as far as we concern in Islam. Hence the night is mentioned first. وَالنَّهَار, Almighty Allah created and made for you the night and the day. Why did Almighty Allah make the night for you? لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so that you can relax, so that you can obtain peace, tranquility. You can sleep and you see darkness everywhere. Even the security personnel, remember, they're half sleepy and sometimes they fall asleep. The animals are asleep. So imagine, who can do that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only. It's His majesty, sovereignty and authority. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِي, so that you obtain that peace, tranquility, serenity via your sleep, and then you are rejuvenated for the next day. Why did Almighty Allah create the day? وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you go and seek from His grace. You go to your shop, you go to your job, you go to your factory, you go to your farm. So all that to earn the livelihood. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. What a wonderful, unique system Almighty Allah created for us. But this human being, because of their greed, they want to work 24 hours. And then you find mayhem, chaos, and people then suffering from so many illnesses and sicknesses, Allah forbid. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you should be grateful and thankful. Why is human being not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for His ever-recurring bounties, favors? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 100. Every one of you should read chapter 100. It comprises 11 verses. The first 5 verses, Almighty Allah speaks of the loyalty of the horses to the owner, to the master, to the manager. Then Almighty Allah in chapter 100 verses 6, 7 and 8 speaks of me and you, O Hazrat Insan, O human being, O masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. What happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to it. The more Almighty Allah showers and confers his bounties, favor upon him, the more bold he becomes in committed vices and sins. Majority of humanity are like that. Allah protect us. The ingratitude, unthankfulness is a crime. What is the cause? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, human beings is intensely, madly in love with this world. He will disgrace himself, go begging here and there and everywhere. He will disgrace himself by engage himself in haram and illegal activities. So all this happens. This shows the ingratitude to Almighty Allah and the unthankfulness to Almighty Allah, the excessive love for wealth. So Almighty Allah is teaching us to make shukr, a daily read to rakat salat to shukr. For thankfulness, O Almighty Allah, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. All gratitude, all thanks is for you alone, O Almighty Allah. And obedience to Almighty Allah, that is shukr. And gratefulness and thankfulness. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ. On that day, the day of justice, he Almighty Allah, the angels will announce. So, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ. Almighty Allah will say, the angels will be asking the people who are the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, kuffar, non-Muslims, who are sane and mature. فَيَقُولُ. أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are those partners of mine, this imaginary partners of mine? You said I have sons and I have daughters. You said I have partners and associates. You said that I have parents and mother and father. So where is everybody which you were thinking, considering and believing in? Now they will just look down, guilty as charged, and no mitigating circumstances. Hence dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. And when a person enters paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, it is rahmatan wa fadlan min Allahi jalla wala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala. When a person enters Jahannam, the hellfire, then remember Allah forbid, then is adlam min Allah, it is a justice system of Almighty Allah. Now what will happen on that day, the day of justice? وَنَزَعَنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. And we will separate from every ummah, from every community, shaheeda, the messenger, the prophet. So the prophet, the messengers will be placed one side. And then we will ask the people who went astray. فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. And we will be told to them, we will tell them, bring all your proof and evidence. فَعَلِمُوا. Then they will come to know again, أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ. The truth is only what Almighty Allah, what comes from Almighty Allah in the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, from Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, preaching Sunnah Mubarakah. وَدْوَلَّ أَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And it left them in a lurch, whatever they invented, fabricated, secularism, capitalism, and democracy, and all this ism, Zionism, and idolatry, and all this polytheism, and everything else. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect and preserve our iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go with the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. First, we start with a sad note. Our brother Muzammil Umar of Roshni, he is a grade 12 student, and remember he was in his boat and it capsized, and now the divers went in, but they had to call it off because, you know, their own lives can go into danger. So they will try again today. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for the family. Almighty Allah make it easy for our young brother Muzammil Umar. If he has passed away, Allah alone knows all. Then and remember he passes away a shaheed, al-ghariqu shaheedun, al-hariqu shaheedun, people who burnt here in the tragedy in Johannesburg, and they passed away with Iman and Islam. We know some of them were Muslim, so they passed away as martyrs and shuhada. Similarly, any person passes away, remember, drowning, then, and he passes away with Iman and Islam, then he or she will also be a shaheed. May Almighty Allah make it easy for Brother Muzammil Umar and his entire family. Now we give you breaking news of 3-4 countries quickly, then we'll carry on. You must remember, number one, Mexico. First time in Mexico's history for the presidential elections and campaign, two women will be fighting with one another, competing against one another. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la yufliha qawmun wallaw amrahum imra'a. A nation can never prosper when they hand over their matters to females and they become the prime minister, president and ruler, and you can see the chaos there. Then we go to Nevada. Nevada, they're supposed to have a big celebration, but remember the treacherous weather and the climate change, and everything was now destroyed and turned into a disaster. People had to run. Then you go to Taiwan. Allah is showing us His absolute authority and control and majesty. So there were typhoons there yesterday in Taiwan, and 140 kilometers wind gusting through there, people's houses destroyed, millions of people don't have power, and so many problems. I told you, but you don't listen. Putin is a big harami, but we support him, we like him. As long as he defeats Ukraine and America and NATO, then we're going to support him. And remember, Zelensky says he's now firing his defense minister and replacing him, so that speaks volumes. Ben Gvir, the harami, the super terrorist of Israel, minister of security. You must remember Israel, the Jutlas there, and the children of Hitler. They are the biggest racist. And all you African countries, you must be idiots. You must remember to make peace with them. They treat you and your people as third class and fourth class. See what happened in the weekend. That you must remember, the police and the Eritreans, they were all having big, big clashes there. So Ben Gvir and Bibi, both haramis, both war criminals and super terrorists, say they want to deport the Eritreans from Israel, kick them out and expel them. Bibi says he wants to build a migrant wall. Can you believe that? So they got the one apartheid wall already, but now on the eastern side they want to build another migrant wall. Bibi, your time is up. Netanyahu, your time is up. PM Ben Gvir and Smotrich, and with your snot coming down, remember, time is up for you all. And then the next one, Israel's foreign minister is in Bahrain, and now they're going to inaugurate the new embassy. All these kings and rulers of Saudi Arabia and Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, and the Pharaoh in Egypt, whole lot of traitors, murtads out of the fall of Islam. Syrian and Turkish forces clashing there in Syria, and everybody wants their own agenda and hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So that is what's happening. Listen to you Salafis, I challenge you all to make a public statement regarding this. Remember yesterday also we sent things out. We're going to nail you, I'm telling you now. We're going to name you, shame you, and nail you, Salafis. Remember that. So now they spend millions and millions of dollars, the Saudi regime, kafir, murtad, traitor regime, for a soccer star from Brazil. And when he lands in Saudi Arabia, he lands there with a big crucifix, with a big cross. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians, remember, from the Arab Peninsula. Go open Muslim Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. And you bring in more and more haramis, you bring in more and more zanis and fornicators and so forth, and people who got nothing to do with Islam. They don't like you, they hate you, Arab. They hate you idiots, but they only love your money. Tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum. You love them, but they hate you. Quran is telling you. Brothers, sisters, South Africans, better fill up your tank. Today there's a tiger in the tank. that petrol price is going to hit everybody and food prices, everything going to escalate. So you know, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, midnight, the petrol price, diesel price, everything increasing. So if you don't want to wait for tomorrow, rather fill up your tank today. Big problems there. Next one, British spy censored the covert criticism. You know, when we used to send out messages via the Twitter and via this and that, many a time they used to block us. So why? The British and the intelligence and them, they got their fingers everywhere. So covert, that it was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic, and only idiots would believe in it. And the doctors, Muslim, non-Muslim, some of them were just out to make money out of this. NATO might collapse by the year 2025. That is what some experts are saying. Russian drones destroy Ukrainian oil depot. So Russia is giving them such a thrashing, and we're very happy about it. Anybody attacks Israel, Ukraine, the Jutlas, so that we are very, very happy. Sales of Russian ice cream is booming in Israel. Can you believe that? The Jutlas don't like their own ice cream. They say ice cream, we scream for all scream for Russian ice cream, the haramis. And then you must remember there in Israel, occupied Palestine, we say more than 6,000 Palestinians attended the janazah funeral prayer of Sheikh Sami, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He was shot and martyred. Now in Gaza, you all say Gaza, we use the Islamic term. In Gaza, there in Palestine, 17 years under siege by the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the United Nations schools are all going to open, but their future is very, very uncertain. South Africa, the death of the post office. Those, the ANC, they many things they killed, you know. So now that a post office also died and passed away, you must remember that. You try posting something and just see. Complete chaos and mayhem and so forth. And then you must remember, they released the report in South Africa. Did Russia send any arms? Did South Africa send any arms to Russia? As alleged by the ambassador of United States to South Africa. So the South African report say, no, we got a clean bill of health. We didn't even send one bow and arrow. So that is what they say. I don't know that. Usually I leave you to be the judge. Torrential rain is striking and hitting Spain. Almighty Allah is teaching them so many lessons and teaching us. Macron, the harami, the Hitler of France, he sees the French policy falling apart and collapsing, yeah, in Africa, and he cannot stop it. And you deserve it. Allah has his own system. You occupied Algeria for 130 years. You occupied, you must remember, Tunisia for 75 years. You were stealing, looting, plundering and raping and murdering their people. So now it's payback time, and the 14 countries have to tell you, go to hell. We're not going to pay you a cent. Well done, Africa, stand up and send the whiteys back home. That is my message to you. Some Israelis don't want to join the army. They say, hey, we can't join them because we want to love, and these Palestinians, they're going to put a bullet through us anytime. So alhamdulillah, we are prepared to dice with death, and the Jutlas fear death the most. Always remember that. Okay, what's going to happen today? Inshallah al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9. Inshallah with Mona Zahid Khan, we'll be discussing Zanzibar, inshallah, day in Tanzania. So that will be our point of discussion. 1 to 2 will be tafsir. 2 to 2.30 report back. Wonderful weekend with Allah's help and mercy. First to Heidelberg on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, day in, you know, Trichardt. And then we came back yesterday, and then the Q&A. So all that we'll discuss, inshallah. Then tonight, the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8 and 10. Barakallah.
I got a new listener who start by the name of Amos, A-M-O-S. He says, good morning to you and to the team. I have been given a second chance in life from near death. Now I know God exists. Guide me to the right religion and explain why it is the one I should follow. A.K. Amos, who start.
Thank you, my brother Amos. May Almighty Allah guide you, guide us and the entire human race towards the right path. You just need to ask yourself one question, my brother Amos. Now you believe there is a supreme being, Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah makes me and you and the human being the masterpiece of His creation. You see, from Saturday to Thursday, Almighty Allah created the entire universe. And then on a Friday, created the Bi Adam alayhi salam. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. He is our father. And remember, we are the children of Adam and then of Eve. So now, my brother, it is inconceivable that he makes us the masterpiece, but then does not give us a constitution. So he gave us a final constitution, and that is known as the Noble Quran. I want you, my brother Amos, you are a champion in Google and in the phone and smartphone and that. Not like me, I'm a simple Simon. You know, naive character. So write down Quran made easy. Q-U-R-A-A-N. Q-U-R-A-A-N made easy. And at the bottom you will see Mufti Afzal Hussain. M-U-F-T-I Afzal A-F-Z-A-L Hussain H-O-O-S-A-N Rahimahullah. So it's in two volumes, and that is the translation of it. Now, my brother Amos, remember that this Quran Sharif, it has stood the test of time. There are 6,236 verses in it, 114 chapters in it, and millions of people, male, female, adult and children, and majority non-Arabs, have memorized it cover to cover. And it's the only book and constitution that has been memorized in its pristine purity. Go to the Christians, go to the Pope, go to the priest, go to the pastor, ask them, have you memorized the original gospel revealed to Prophet Jesus? No. There is no hope for the Pope. You go ask the Jutla, the Jew, the Zionist, the Harami, super terrorist, the chief rabbi, have you memorized the Torah, the original Torah revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him? He'll say no. They'll call you anti-Semite and so forth. So that is why we say that the teaching of the constitution was taught by Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically, and that also is preserved in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that is why, my brother Amos, you have to embrace the only true religion, and that is Islam. It will take you out from the darknesses in which you are groping in and bring you to the radiance and effulgence of Islam. We pray for you, my brother Amos. Whenever you ready, we like an ever ready battery to make you embrace Islam, my brother.
Ameen. He says, thank you so much, sir. Ustad.
You're welcome, my brother. Keep on listening every day. Remember, from 10 past 5 till 20, till quarter to 6 or so, it will be our slot nowadays. So you must listen every day, inshallah, Monday to Saturday.
I've got a new listener, Ustad. I'm a new listener, Chantel. She says that, why do South Africans hate ANC so much? I have never heard a single good thing about the ANC from a South African. I'm a new listener, Chantel, Ustad.
Chantel, in life, when people had so many hopes and aspirations, I don't know what is your age, but I'm guessing you're between 20, 25 or so, right, Chantel? So you haven't really experienced apartheid, according to my assumption. Ask us, we are well in our 60s and so forth, 70s, 80s. We know what apartheid is all about. Remember, it was an inhumane policy. White is right, and we, the African, the Indian, and the coloureds were treated second, third, fourth class. I can never forget the boards that I saw myself. No coolies, and no non-whites, and no dogs allowed in this park. So what does that mean? That we as coolies, we as blacks, and we as Indians and coloureds, we're not allowed. And the dogs are not allowed in a park, reserved for the whiteies only. But at the same time, you must say that certain thing the Boer, the Afrikaner did, you have to give them credit for it. I give you one easy example. When I studied in UNISA, you know, it's a correspondence university. It was the biggest and largest correspondence university in the world. Remember that. So certain things you must give them credit for. But that does not justify apartheid. Apartheid must be condemned. Enter 1990. So the political prisoners are released and the political parties are no more banned, and now there will be the transition from apartheid to the democracy, and it will be justice and freedom and free. All that is hollow slogans. 1994, 27 December, we have elections. I never ever voted for ANC. Quran is in front of me. So you must remember, but people, majority voted. And what hopes they had, you must remember. But you see, not almost 30 years, now next year, March, you're having elections. You know that, right? So you're 30 years. So what has happened? What was done in 300 years has collapsed and been demolished. You look at your airways, you look at your ESCOM, you look at your electricity, you look at your water, you look at your Transnet, you look at your trains, you look at your post office, you look at your Danel, your arms, and everything in chaos. And your petrol price now is going right through the window. Remember these things. Food prices, everything will increase. So how will a person praise them? You must. And then the stealing and the corruption. No more millions and billions. Leave me, we non-entities. Ask the people who are part of the struggle. Tutu said apartheid had the gravy train, and with the democratic dispensation, you got the gravy plane. How many ministers were involved and are still ministers, are still members of parliament and so forth? So once you must, from top, pala pala, it's just whitewashed. Your secretary general, you must remember, gets a free trip, sponsored trip to Dubai. It's just whitewashed. Everything lungi le. No problem. So you must remember that. They take us to be a bunch of idiots and fools because masses are asses. So therefore, we have to name them and shame them and nail them.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Timothy says, I like your news, views, and interviews. But AK, they say, why is Lionel Messi so arrogant and egoistic? Why can't he be like Ronaldo? I was told Ronaldo is sending so much of money to Saudi Arabia to help your Muslims. Don't you think it's a slap on your face? Timothy, Ustad.
So remember that, my brother, that the soccer and all that today has become a religion. And people, I give you one example, right? Because I follow the Saudi news very, very closely and apartheid Israel, the rogue regime. You spoke of Messi, what a mess, whatever his name is, right? Messi, mercy, whatever. For us, it's shaitan, right? And so forth. Saudi Arabia offered him billions and billions, like how they offered the Salah character, whatever his name is. So, and now he, Messi, has rejected it. Why? So you must remember the Americans, the Jutlas and all of them told him, you're going to go there, remember that they will like you, they'll give you a lot of money, but they have certain laws, these, a lot of things. Come to America and then you can go and, you know, sell yourself and advertise and so forth and so on. I just told you now, go open chapter 100, verses 6, 7 and 8, you'll find the answer. Human being forgets and becomes ungrateful to Almighty Allah and becomes so proud and arrogant, and then he violates every law of Almighty Allah. So that is when secularism and all the sports are Satanism, remember, Shaitan. It's got nothing to do with Islam. Second one you said, and it's a slap on our face, but every Muslim is contributing in one way or the other, true Muslims, either with our prayers, either with our money, or either you ask the Palestinian, which Muslims help them the most in minority countries, they will tell you South Africa. So therefore, on that score, you are wrong. Regarding Ronaldo, he might be giving millions and all that, but he's leading a life of fornication, adultery, call it whatever you want to, in Saudi Arabia. So I mean, now what are you? So Saudi Arabia, the leaders there are murtads, are apostates, are traitors, are sellouts, you must remember that. They bend every law, and you speak one thing against them, and you're in Saudi Arabia, they will put you away for 5 years, 10 years. That Sheikh Saad Muhammad Al-Ghamidi or Saad Al-Ghamidi, he sent a tweet, why are you arresting the religious scholars? Death penalty for him. So that is what happens. They are a tin-pot dictatorship and a monarchy. So therefore, for the Salafis, and them, Salafis are these guys who wander around in the world like the cows in India, you know, jump from here to here and there. So you must remember, they can't speak one word. They sell outs and traitors. Money speaks all languages. Go ask Messi and go ask Ronaldo.
I see Craig, Barbara's husband, says, but AK, what if Palestine became part of Jordan today? Ustad.
So what happens if Israel becomes part of California? So what happens if Israel become part of Europe? They came from there, the Haramis. What if, you must remember, Israel become part of, you must remember, Germany? So same thing. So you, for what you came back here, you and Craig and Barbara, I told you, don't leave South Africa. He said, no, South Africa is a third world country, fourth world country, run by non-whites who are corrupted and criminals. We want to go to America, first world country, and so forth. Everything is functioning. Biden, what is, you must remember, nappies and so forth. You stayed there 6 months, 8 months, and you're back in South Africa. For what you are here in South Africa, go pick up and go back to America. What you doing here, you harami? So you must remember this. This type of thing. You want to tell the Palestinians must go to Jordan, is your father's land that. So you must tell every Jutla. The Jutlas are all moving out. 21,000 already applied to move to Portugal, Times of Israel. They're buying properties there in Cyprus like no man's business. And instead of Aliyah taking place, that what we call Hijra migration, people coming into Israel, Jutlas. So you must remember there's an exodus taking place. Because of these idiots. Quran said so, they are a bunch of idiots. Chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. So you think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. Because they are, you must remember, a nation who got no brains. So this is my advice to you, Craig and Barbara. You pack up and go back to America. You don't belong here. You're a mufatiya. You're a person who just want cheap labor. And you tell your jutlas that they must pack up and go back to Europe, go to America, go sit there by Sunak. Sunak and Bibi love them. They must go there for what they come and steal and come as squatters and steal somebody else's land. So that is our message to every Zionist and Israeli supporter.
He says that's why Americans will never like you and also don't like you.
But you listen to me every day, my brother. How's that now? You hate me, right? But you listen to me. Now, how are you 6-6 that up? I give you a good vaccine.
Raymond says, Ustad, will Modi G win by more than 300 seats in 2024, Ustad?
So what you all think? I'm sitting here with a crystal ball or something. So there's 28 parties, Rahul Gandhi and them. There's one guy I like. Uh-huh. They're in the Congress, you must remember, not Rahul and them. I like Shashi Tharoor. You know that man speaks English, man. And classical, he takes the whiteys and he's a master in debating. He tears them to pieces and he knows his facts on his fingertips and so forth. It was foolish of these people. They should have made him the president and make him the leader of the, you understand, the Congress. Then there are chances. And now they got the coalition India, the acronym India, 28 parties. If they united and make Shashi Tharoor, you must remember, their leader, then I think they stand a good chance, but provided there's no Danli. You know Danli, there's no rigging. As far as Modi ji goes, yesterday we sent it out, some traitors, sellouts, went to meet him and so forth at the airport and so forth and so on. So you must remember that we say he is the butcher of Gujarat. We say, now in September, go to the archives of Google and you will find in beginning of August, they said, he is the biggest and the worst criminal in the world. That is number one, Narendra Modi, a disaster for India, if you only understood the consequences.
Ustad, give me two more questions, Ustad. I've got a new lesson here. Judy, the journalist, she says, how can we support the Palestinian people? And what are some ways to get involved? I do a lot of work for Tel Aviv. Judy, the journalist, Ustad.
Very good, my sister Judy. You're right there in the heart of things, Tel Aviv. So very good. You have an added advantage, you see, because you speak Hebrew. So you can read all their newspapers. The easiest way to help Palestine and the people of Palestine is that you must expose their apartheid and their double standards and the Western countries that are propping up the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime and supporting them for the past 75 years. I asked 2-3 questions. Who murdered, you must remember, Shirin Abu Akilah? and she's not a Muslim, she's a Palestinian and an American dual citizen, and finished fire clothes. Who murdered my son? Because remember, Muhammad Tamim, 2 years old, and fire clothes, no questions asked. So these are the things you must do, Judy. Every day read Gideon Levy's articles, read Amira Hess articles, and then you must write in Hebrew, and you must flood the market, use the social media. See how we are small little twinkums here at the tip of South Africa, but we see we got people listening to us in Tel Aviv, we got people listening to us in America, the Jutlas, the Harami. Jutlas, my sister, means the Jew, that Jew who wants to kill and murder, remember, the Palestinians and expel them from their homeland. So those are the people we are speaking about. So you got the added advantage. I don't ask you, my sister Judy, for favors, but this much I request you: stand for truth and stand for justice, my sister. And I pray for you, and listen to us every morning, and inshallah you will gain more insight. We pray Allah Jalla wa Ala brings true peace to the holy land of Palestine, inshallah.
I mean, she says, I hate every bit of them, Ustad.
Very good, my sister. That's why I tell you, we never ever said every Jew is bad and a terrorist. We never ever said every Hindu is bad and a terrorist. We say those who support the Zionist ideology and BB and Smotrich and there's Ben Gvir and all, they are the some people we are addressing. Those who are supporting the Hindutva, that you must get rid of the Muslims, 230 million day in India, and you must treat the Christians and the Sikhs like third, fourth class. So these are the people we are objecting to and naming and shaming. Last question.
Brother Viresh, he says, what is inside the black structure in Makkah that Muslims circle during Hajj and Umrah? Viresh, Ustad.
Viresh, remember one thing, my brother Viresh, that we don't worship it. We worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. And I want you, my brother Viresh, because you are interested to know the truth, so you must read chapter 106 and verse number 3. It's only 4 verses there in chapter 106. 4 verses and verse 3. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. They must worship the sustainer, nourisher, owner of the universe and of this Baytullah. So the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Kaaba means a structure that's high, and remember that we go around it, and to manifest our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and what is inside with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It was the first of Shaaban, it was a Saturday, 2011, only with the mercy of Almighty Allah I went inside, and I spent 25 minutes there. All this just the favor, grace of Allah. What I saw everywhere is just tiles, white tiles, and it's the only place in the world, all four directions you can face and read. And remember, they have three pillars inside there. So that is what I saw inside. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. Allah guide you, my brother and sister Viresh and Judy and everybody else. And you, Craig and Barbara, you keep on listening to me. Okay, Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.